So this morning I just wanted to continue with some of the themes from yesterday. I have a few paragraphs from Stillness Flowing, which is the biography of Ajahn Chah that Ajahn Jayasaro wrote. So most of this is Ajahn Jayasaro sort of summarizing Ajahn Chah's teachings, and then some of it is Ajahn Chah's words himself, so I think I'll just read it and let it sink in for us. The Buddha taught that cleansing of the mind takes place through three main activities: acts of generosity, like cleansing the mind of attachment to material possessions; moral virtue, which is like cleansing the mind of the intention to harm self and others; and mental cultivation, which is systematically cleansing the mind of defilements. This last was considered by far the most powerful source of purification. A single moment of deep inner peace was said to create more merit than an offering of alms to the Buddha himself. Throughout his teaching career, Longpa devoted himself to explaining the true meaning of merit and to encourage his disciples to apply themselves to all three kinds of merit, particularly the most neglected area, the cultivation of the mind. Longpa warned that all merit-making acts, beginning with generosity, needed to be performed with awareness. If giving was primarily motivated by desire for praise or reputation or a material reward of some kind, much of the inner cleansing would be nullified. The act of generosity would be little more than a transaction. The admirable impulse of generosity needed to be accompanied by the effort to train the mind. Practicing generosity was one of the most important factors that matured the mind and made it ready for more profound forms of renunciation, as could be seen in the many previous lives of the Buddha. So now this is Ajahn Chah talking. Training yourself to give is like learning to walk. Start with material things, and as the power of giving grows stronger, you will be able to give up attachment to mental states, immaterial things, matters of the heart and mind, and ultimately to a giving up of greed, hatred, and delusion. The point Longpa returned to again and again was that merit could not be measured by good deeds themselves, but by the mind with which they were performed. At any moment that the mind was filled with right view, with virtuous qualities, and the happiness of their presence, he said the mind was merit. And here's Ajahn Chah again. If the mind is endowed with merit, then wherever you, quote-unquote, make merit, it will always be full of joy. There's no need to celebrate, no need to let anyone know or see, no need for anything of that kind. There's just the energy of the mind that believes firmly in goodness. You've got a body and you've got a mind, everything you need. Don't go hankering after some god or other. Don't go looking elsewhere. Examine, investigate to see whether right now is there metta in your mind. Is there compassion? Is there sympathetic joy? Is there honesty? Is there right view? Is there wrong view? Look at your mind.